Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
Last one was a doozy. Let's get into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the boys lathered themselves up in healing ointment and made their way below Tidagol to finally put a stop to the Kudzu curse. After a quick stop to Toluga and Glebnor's old bedroom, they traversed the crumbling passageways of the Kuatoa Quarter and followed Ivy's vines to the center of the Ass of the Titan. There, in Mean Jean and Ma Mean's former living quarters, suspended in an adult swing, lay the Barstuck Demon. This grotesque, bulbous abomination had tethered himself to a corrupted Ivy, and, using her as his twisted puppet, began his attack. With some clockwork haste from Reggie, Toluga and Glebnor leapt into the bowl-shaped cavern while Theo provided cover fire from the thorny ledge. Using his Kuatoa magic, Toluga was able to sever the connection between the Barstuck and Ivy, ending his flow of demonic magic to his puppeted Vine Queen. Breaking the lashed cord was not enough to end his control of Ivy, however, and Glebnor was forced to grapple her while Toluga ascended to the Demon Lord. While Theo fought off a tendril servant, Glebnor was able to use his newly acquired sap magic to take control of Ivy and slow her assault on the Chaos crew. Toluga faced off against the barky demon, but before he could defeat him, was swallowed up by his stomachy maw. Before Toluga was dissolved inside the Barstuck's bulging gut, Theo was able to shoot a large enough hole for him to climb out of. Things looked dire as Ivy broke free of Glebnor's control, but before she was forced to choke the life out of her old friends, Theo took his first steps toward destroying Strife's demon lords. A well-placed bullet has finally ended the Barstuck, and with it, his control of Ivy and the plant life of the South. And that is where we find our heroes, boys, saviors of the South. How you feeling? What you doing?
Sorry, Ivy.
Son!
She's still spitting up goop. You got, like, so in the mouth.
Oh, just, let me get that for you.
Please. Yeah, just absorb that back into you. You know, that aside, thank you guys so much. It was so scary. I had, like, no control over my limbs that whole time.
I don't even know what that's like.
I'm so sorry for trying to kill all of you, like, several times. What are you all doing here? How did you know to come back?
Oh, we found your boys.
Yeah, they're all right. They're cool.
The boys are okay?
They're totally fine. We left them with Big T.
Thank the Lord. The baggy neck.
Yeah, Big T.
Yeah, Big T.
How did you get through the entire city and get to me?
Oh, we sneaky.
I laid siege to it.
You laid siege?
Yeah. To save you.
Do you know Tanya?
Kill the deer.
And Eugene?
Tanya and Eugene.
Oh, yeah, and the bats.
The bats help, too.
Yeah.
Tanya and Eugene were the bats, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tanya and Eugene, the lovely bat couple. How's their son doing?
Well, that's a sore subject.
Yeah. Oh, well, there were a lot of unfortunate casualties down here. We had sealed the Barstuck away centuries ago with the help of the Druids of Tidagol, but I believe all of that death, it awoke him. Not long after you left, I went to Tidagol to see what happened, and it lay in ruins. I feared you were all dead.
No, no. We made out.
Yeah, we escaped into the ass, deeper into the ass, into the Underdark.
Oh. Oh, fantastic. So you went down and up then?
Yeah.
Yeah. We came out at
the... Are you familiar with the Underdark?
Was it...
I mean, I've never gone deep
Rindini?
Enough, but...
Yeah.
I cannot thank you all enough for saving me. With that demon's power and my vine network, we would have choked life out of this whole world.
Not on our watch.
Yeah, we don't really like that. So,
can you guys help get all this weird bark off me? See, she is still kind of weirdly encased in the dormant remains of this demonic bark.
You sure you don't want your privacy?
No, it's fine. I mean, that all kind right. of all went
with
out the 26 window.
26 athletics.
Well, son.
You
did you?
She asked for it.
Yeah, no. This was again. We're learning consent. This is nice, Glebnor. You asked. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You rip all of this crusted fell bark off of her body. Oh, that feels good. I have not been able to stretch for weeks. So
that sounds nightmarish.
Awful. So fill me in on all of your adventures since I last saw you. We're not going to do a star wipe because I'm not making you guys explain everything. You just see Ivy's mouth agape, eyes wide. Wow, it's been a big month.
Yeah, kind of huge.
And then you guys do. Everyone make a perception check for me if you would.
Six.
11.
18.
Tulga, you look back at the corpse of the Barstuck, still gently swinging in an adult swing.
That thing. I mean, I know you guys pretty well. You want to rip it apart and make cool stuff out of it?
You know we do.
Yeah.
I'm going to push it out of the swing.
Yeah. It tumbles.
Trying to save Daddy from touching the swing.
It tumbles to the base of the bowl and lands in a thud. Can I actually get one more perception check from the group? Something at the base of this large bowl that I don't think really came up in the last fight.
13. Even worse, a 5.
23.
Unfortunately, you look down to Luga, and where the Barstuck has landed is in a giant, feathery, heart-shaped bed that rested at the bottom of your parents' old living quarters.
Can we get it out of there?
Yeah, no, nope, yep, got that. You yeah. See, Ivy wraps some vines around the body and hurls it up, and you guys drag it out into the city. As you come out into the former heart of Tidagol, you can see that all of these plant monsters have finally dropped and eventually had come to their end. And you hear the crunching of giant steps as
I know those steps anyway.
Big T is like, "We're coming to save you."
No need.
He's covered in the bullywogs who are like, "Get him! We bleep, bleep, blasted so many fucking things."
Yeah, just one of you did a little extra.
Yeah. Well,
how do you know that?
I just had a hunch.
Okay.
Yeah, we hucked it real hard. It blew up so big, you would have been so proud.
Oh, I heard them. I heard. Good job, guys. Great job staggering them, too.
Yeah, you were right to stagger them.
Make an inside check real quick.
Damn it. 14.
Yeah, no way did we get, like, kind of confused doing the plan and kind of bumbled about for several rounds and then kind of got them all off. We weren't planning to fire them all at once for the biggest explosion possible and then, you know, kind of. Yeah, no, it was good. We did exactly how we were told to do.
But sometimes we learned the biggest possible explosion works out very well.
Yeah, I basically nuked the center of town.
Yeah, you see Ivy's like, "What is this crater?" She looks around at this massive exploded area.
That was me. I'm guilty as charged.
Well, we have a lot of work to do rebuilding this place.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
I can see one of the little Bleebly warlocks comes over to Bleebly.
"Thanks so much for the spell slot. I really needed it."
I don't remember giving you a spell slot.
Make an insight check, if you would, Bleebly.
It's a 16.
You've put something together. The only thing that happened out of the ordinary in your last fight was your gun jamming. And the day before, they had mentioned that they also got a spell slot on a day that your gun had jammed.
Do they get spell slots when my gun jams?
Do you want the truth?
Yes.
Honesty's the best policy, Daddy.
Yeah.
We can't wait for more spell slots in the future.
I can.
Did you use it well?
Yeah, I cast Armor of Agathys on myself. It didn't actually come into play because no one hit me with a melee attack, but I was frosty.
I grab it back. Listen.
Yeah?
When you use a spell, make sure it's useful.
In the moment, I thought maybe it would be, but you know.
Was there anything near you that would have harmed you? Besides your brothers?
Yeah.
What?
A lot of tendril puppets. There's like a bunch of them. They descended.
Big T.
Can I get an inside check?
That's a 25.
Or maybe I was waiting in the woods and got kind of bored in between the explosions and I wanted to use the frosty spell.
That's bad. Let me see your wrist.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
It's his little frog wrist.
Oh, it stings with holy energy.
Yeah, that's what
Boys,
makes it hurt.
Boys, I've been touched by the plop!
Runs over to the other bullywugs.
Watch how you phrase that.
Ivy's like, "You guys are really good at kind of, you know, really getting the funnest guys to your side." Speaking of which, you see running through the thorny briar.
Mama!
You see the two children of the briar run up. She's like, "Oh, boys! And picks them both up, holding them. Were you helpful? Did you help our friends?
They were very helpful.
We blew something up so big, we destroyed the shoulder. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, a huge help.
Well, everyone looks incredibly hurt, so...
Hell yeah.
It's pretty late.
Not really.
Should we have a little feast?
Daddy?
Should we round up all the people for funeral pyres?
Yeah, funeral pyre.
Oh, do we have to round up all the dead?
Yes.
Form
yes.
of a front end loader.
No. Son, that's bad. You don't dishonor the dead that way.
Convenience?
No.
Okay.
Can I get shortcuts. Survival checks from the group?
It's a nice 11.
Tight 9.
A firm 13.
Can we get one from Reggie?
Oh, yeah, sure. Reggie's like, I'm not super strong, so I mean, maybe probably I could help coordinate, and then we wouldn't really have to even use me at all for this grim task. With a 15, Reggie's like, oh, come on, bullywugs.
What if I turn into like a goo sled and we can bring out your dead and pile them on me and Poppy can drag me?
Hey, listen.
Yeah, but you'll be scraping on the ground.
It's the center of town. And all the vines are dead. It's cobblestones.
Yeah, you see, Ivy does her best to pull all of these vines back with her magic to loosen their constraint on not only the buildings and the broken structure of the Titan, but also on these bodies.
The vines are removing gonna make the structural integrity dicey?
I would say no worse than it already was from getting blasted by a Krizik storm.
Okay. I didn't know if the vines were doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Nah, but we'll do a nice montage of Glebnor doing a classic bring out your dead situation where you can see Reggie and these little bullywugs kind of pulling bodies out, placing them on Glebnor as you bring them to the center of the Heart of Tidagol.
Can we dump them in the big hole?
I mean, we do already have a big hole, Toluca. I mean, the hole's right there.
And you dug it.
I mean, I did.
Technically, Toluca, you did kind of sanctify this hole. So,
yeah, I did.
You know, it was a lot of your magic that kind of made it blow up so big. So
sanctify my ass, huh?
Dump me, boys.
You blessed the hole in the ass.
Yeah, I blessed the holy ass.
Good to have you guys back.
This is a great asshole.
Fuck. I can't believe it took us so long to get there. Thank you very much, Mark. A giant blaze ignites the center of town. Can I get a religion check from Toluca?
25.
Hey, there you go.
Damn.
You all look on.
Straight to heaven.
As Toluca says his prayers over this massive funeral pyre. And I would say with that high of a roll, all of you can see these spirits leave the fire and go to their respective realms. You see like wisps of these human spirits, some dwarf, some Kuatoa even. You see the Kuatoa spirits fly past you and make their way out to the sea, sprinkling into stardust over the ocean at the southern end of Tidagol.
Poetic.
Man, I'm getting good at this.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, you know, people don't die in mass, so we didn't have to see that ever again, but that was really nice.
Kind of wrapped up the whole thing, huh?
Yeah. Good job, everyone.
And I think we do a classic Endor celebration feast here, folks. The bullywug are dancing. You see the Briar children doing like breakdance moves with Luga. And you all sit around this very warm fire and catch each other up on tales of the past.
Chef Daddy?
Yeah?
What's for dinner?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, hold on. You gotta put me on the spot.
On the spot? You're the chef.
Yeah? And?
Yes, we could. It seems sexist to make
tacos,
Ivy do it.
Tacos! Tacos!
Everybody wants tacos? All right.
Bless us with the tacos!
Okay, here they come. I guess I whip out tacos.
Yeah, sure. You can use your chef feature if you want. I don't know how the mechanics of that work. I think it creates little treats you can give to the gang, I'm pretty sure.
I can make, looks like 7 treats.
Perfect. Reggie doesn't eat treats, so 3 for you. We got 4 left over. Who do you want to give those 4 treats to?
Ivy.
Ivy, yeah. The 2
Briar children.
Big T.
Big T, you eat meat?
Not really, but if you have like a veggie one, I'd be down.
I kind of made them all meat. I'll get you a special one after.
Oh, perfect.
The 3 bullywogs fight over the last taco?
What was it? I use 5.
Which one used the spell slot? Don't give him anything good.
I pulled. Don't worry, Blibby. He'll get a cruds.
good.
You see 2 of the bullywugs eating like delicious fish tacos, and one of them just bites into like an old paper bag
filled with staples.
Thank you, Blibby. It's delicious.
All right. And Big T, let me go reach for a special vegetarian taco. It's an 11.
Is this tofu? Delicious.
Don't know what that is, but yes.
It's a special type of... It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you guys all just sitting around munching. What do those treats do? I think they,
It's part of a short rest. It cooks up seven food for seven creatures at the end of the short rest. Any creature eats the food, they get another hit, like a bonus hit dice.
All right, so it doesn't
gain an extra d8.
Yeah, it doesn't like super apply right now because you guys are both taking a nice long rest, very, very, very much deserved. You can see at the end of the night, after all of you have had this nice celebration feast with all of your woodland allies, Ivy's like, I got a little bit of juice left. Let's make tonight comfortable. And she pulls her roots up out of the ground and makes a bunch of makeshift hammocks out of the vines.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
That's wonderful.
They're really comfortable.
You know what? Hold on. Let me make this even better. I go to the center of the crater.
Yep.
And I plant the tree and say the magic word, make my tree grow. And then I get I think it's like a 60-foot tall tree.
Yeah, you plant your woodland staff in the center of this crater, and a massive tree emerges from it in the center of Titagol. Comes up from where the former heart of this titan was, and the boughs of this tree provide this like beautiful shade over the whole glen.
Yeah, it's 60 feet tall and 20 feet
raised. Unbelievable. Yeah, and you can see that Ivy uses her vines to make a bunch of swinging hammocks off of this huge tree. Go ahead and take your long rest, boys. You definitely fucking deserved it.
Before I go to bed, I need to have a talk with you.
Yeah, I gotta fill you in on some stuff. Yeah,
I feel like you do.
Yeah, so I think Tallulah, as everyone's like getting into their hammocks, you can just see that Theo is just still staring at the funeral pyre, kind of alone, separated himself from this little party. Clevenor, if you want to make a stealth check, you can. I know you love sneaking around to eavesdrop, so you two can make perception checks if you'd like.
Good luck beating my 28.
I got 22.
I got a 16.
You walk
Does
over.
Does Luga see him?
I'll say Luga's with you. So Luga's...
He's got 8 eyes. Does he get advantage?
He does not. So, Glummer, if you would like, you can... You see that Taluga's going over to talk to Theo.
All right. So, well, I see Daddy moving away. I go in the opposite direction to the tree, and I want to carve Daddy plus Ivy in a heart with a little arrow through it into the tree.
Sleight of hand just to see how good Amazing. It looks.
20? Dirty?
It like looks like that like perfect like tattoo artist font. It's just really nice and well done. You've perfectly carved this beautiful loving symbol in the center of this tree.
I hope when it turns back into a staff, it's still on the
That's
staff.
That's exactly what's going to happen. So, Tallulah, you approach Theo. What are you guys doing?
All right. Bleebly. We got some stuff to talk about, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
So the man in black, I saw him again. Seems like you guys might have had a little powwow or something. You were real in sync together.
Yeah, so you remember when we were up at the, what was it, Brackenridge Peak? I think that's what it was called, right? Yeah, Brackenridge Peak in the... Did I tell you it was my house?
Your house was there?
I don't remember if I told them.
No,
okay.
No, you didn't.
All right, yeah. So you know that area that didn't have any vines or anything around it?
I was a little preoccupied.
But it was brought up. I think you would have... It was said to you, but you were in the middle of making a bottle rocket.
I was making... I mean, I heard, yeah.
So that house was where I lived when I was a kid.
Oh.
I forgot about it just because, you know...
Repressed.
You know, bad things happen, kind of repressed memories in a way.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So I found out that my mother was actually a god and was killed there.
Oh.
Yeah, not great.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. So the reason you were able to use your Kuatoa magic and awaken me as kind of a god is because I have god magic shared from my mother.
Ah, yes, the god gene.
Yes.
Totally a thing, don't worry about it.
So it was a lot easier to kind of awaken that whole thing. I spoke with the man in black who told me how strife war and pestilence are trying to essentially do harm to the world. Strife basically wants to have all human life put into the Red Waste and walk it for eternity. Don't really want to see that happen to you, Glebnor, and a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So basically, working with him allows me to rid them. He told me about a black blade that the Krizik followers have that can kill a god. So we kind of need to get that away from them.
Oh, yeah, no, they really shouldn't have that.
Yeah, no.
Especially with you being a god now.
Yes. Also, the man in black let me know that Krizik is a deceiver. So we were right about to doubt
him. You just can't trust a goat god.
Right? He's just, there's something about it.
Yeah, something's always shady.
Yeah.
Do you trust this guy?
Not fully. Okay. It's a tentative relationship. I have questions. I plan to try and reach out at some point to talk to him again.
Okay.
It's more of a he scratches my back, I scratch his type of situation right now to at least gain something while, you know, if we rid, you know, the Barstuck Demon is one of Strife's demon lords. So if we get rid of these demon lords that are...
Eventually get his attention.
Yeah, I mean, the less demon lords he has, the less strong he is to allow for certain things. So...
Okay.
We kind of need to do that. We need to figure out the best way to remove them off the board to...
Deal with.
To deal with and, you know, make things better. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into everything, but we, you know... If we're really on the side of good, we need to make sure that we remove what we can of evil.
Yes. Yes. Just a handful of questions.
Sure.
I'm going to take my notebook out. You're gonna see like my to-do list stuff crossed out. Barstuck Demon. Check. Save Ivy. Check. Talk about Man in Black. To be continued. And then I start jotting down like the whole rest of my...
Yep.
Like, okay, first question. Does he hear everything we talk about, the man in black?
I don't believe so.
You can make like a history or insight check if you want.
But... Oh, it's a nice 7.
13?
Unclear. You know that he seemed to walk with you in certain moments. Especially in combat.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know that he's only really been able to come to you in dreams. And in that place where a god was killed, where his domain would be strong enough, he could maintain a material form to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unclear how much knowledge he has of... Basically, it's unclear if he's omniscient. I guess I'll say that.
Yeah. It's kind of... I'm gonna think he can't hear everything in every aspect. It's certain situations, obviously, in death.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's... Because Man in Black is basically the god of death. So
yeah, no, that tracks.
You know, in certain death, I think there's a way he can. But right now, I'm leaning towards no, but I can't be 100% sure.
Okay. So I'm gonna then to save in case he does, you know, get into your brain and can, you know what new you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the research into the man in black.
Okay.
And see how trustworthy he can be.
Okay.
Other thing, the whole, now, you know me, I'm a cleric.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my pantheons, I think.
Kind of, yeah.
But one thing Mima always said is that, you know, you never really want to remove a concept
mm-hmm.
from the world.
Right.
If we kill these
God? They're gods, right? Strife, War, they're gods, or like
they're demons.
Yeah,
they're
gods. Strife, War, and Pestilence are gods of the Death Domain.
Yeah.
If we kill them, are their concepts removed from this world?
They don't have to be.
That I was going to say, because that would be my next line of questioning. Is like, they don't have to be, right?
They don't have to be removed, no. The concepts don't have to be removed.
Okay. So they will need someone to uphold them, though. Obviously better than the ones that are currently doing their not great things.
Yeah, I was figuring in the instances of taking them out, you know, if I become the god of death to uphold those specific principles.
Well, again, but if you take all the principles, I don't like the direction this is headed. It feels weird that he's telling you to kill them and then take over their respective concepts.
But he didn't say anything about taking over the respective concepts. Okay. I'm just thinking...
But he wants them dead.
Well, they're his children, and he was never able to actually... He didn't do it. He let them basically run rampant, and one of the reasons one of the reasons why they're as strong as they are at this point is because he was unable to act.
Okay.
It'd be like if you Glebnor was going down a bad road and the only way to stop him was to kill him. Could you do it?
It would be what he wanted. If anyone was going to kill him, I think his dad would be the one he would want to kill him.
I understand the thought process, but could you actually do it?
I don't know. I haven't tried yet.
Yet?
Well, I don't know what happens in the future, all right? I'm not some futurologist.
That's fair.
There's no chronomancy wizard in this party.
But I'd figure that if he was too far gone, the Glebnor that I know now would want me to stop him, whatever means necessary. Now, obviously, I'd look for other...
Right. But yeah, I mean, from knowing Glebnor as much as I do, I agree in that aspect of, you know, Glebnor usually seems to be on the up and up, so he wouldn't want to be going down that path.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll do a separate research. You see him lick his little pen, start writing on paper. Look into Man in Black. Keep secret until we know he's not in Theo's head. I draw a picture of Theo with like a little shadow man in his brain. Okay. So I'll look into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see, and I'll look into like how gods stay in touch. Like if he communicates with you, will he suddenly get a wave of knowledge that you know, or just know the actions you did? So I guess I'll just look into that. I feel like that's under Plopley duties. I start
that makes
flipping
sense.
Through. Like, yeah, no, there it is. Meemaw wrote me a list of what a plope does.
I gotcha. Makes sense.
All right. So we got that. Whole concept stuff. Got that up. I just needed to be on the up and up. I mean, most of my other questions kind of just will come as they come.
Okay.
But,
I'll answer them when I can.
And I'll ask them when I figure them out.
All right. There was, one more thing.
Uh-oh.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. I've always thought my father had gotten killed when my mother did, but the Man in Black had shown me the past. Urshan was the one to kill my mother, but they imprisoned my father, so he could still be alive.
Yeah. Now, they also imprisoned my brother. You know, a wacky combo could be a spin-off prison series. Of Uncle Pee-Pee and your dad.
For future one-shot references.
Good old we'll Father Justice and Uncle Pee-Pee.
Daddy Justice and Uncle Pee-Pee, prison break.
All right. That's,
so, as we're, if we can get message to Gort, you know, he's going up to Windmere. He can try and look in to find out if Uncle Pee-Pee and, I don't know what my dad would look like now, but I can describe what I remember.
I think I got it. Hold on, stay right there. And I start drawing a really old Theo. I put a cane. I put like a walker.
Werther's original spilling out of his pockets.
Big Methuselah beard.
It's holding a butterscotch. Something like this, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's probably the only real lead. It's, you think he would have a ponytail?
No, he had short hair.
Okay. I start scribbling out, erasing the. Okay. All right. You probably have a beard because he was in prison. I don't know. I don't want to give him a beard.
I mean, he might have long hair now if they don't let him shave or cut his hair.
True. Okay. I'll draw another one with long hair just in case.
Yeah, if we can, you know, while Gord is up there kidnapping, you know, because Kuotoa Law.
Yeah, Kuotoa Law.
He could probably sneak into the prison and check around. I mean, he's an amazing rogue.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
when you guys have way too much faith in Gord.
When we left, I didn't notice him at all. He was getting so much better.
Yeah, neither did I.
So yeah, no, that's a good call. We'll talk to Kiki about that then.
Yeah.
And the king. Oh, God, we got so much for the king now.
I know.
Oh, my God. He's going to be so proud or annoyed that we're calling for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, we haven't called him in a while.
It's got to be at least 3 days.
Pretty sure it's about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but we got a lot of information.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. We did. Okay.
We should probably leave out the Man in Black stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'll look into that. You know, I can ask Mima about some old Pantheon books and stuff about that. She was more of a cleric than I think I'll ever be.
She's a pretty good cleric.
Oh, she's the best. Blesses every taco.
Yeah. Hey. That's why they taste so good.
Yeah. It's that holy Kuotoa water.
And I'll say, as you guys kind of walk away from this fire, I actually ask one more check. Can you make a deception check, Theo, with advantage? And can you make an insight check, Taluga, at disadvantage?
Mine's a 15.
17.
Can I then get a nature check from, I guess, Taluga?
Flat.
No. Flat nature check, okay. Yeah.
15.
Okay. You can tell Theo just, like, gave you so much information, but it maybe seems like he held back a little bit. You don't want to push that too far because he's already opened up so much. And as Theo walks away, you look up into the sky and you can see that the moon is still hanging heavy in the sky, cascading moonlight onto Tidagol. For those at home, Theo did not reveal that at the end of this adventure, he would have to retire as a god of death. But you don't know that. You just know that your friend maybe didn't tell you everything. You see Theo walk back to camp and kind of get into one of these hammocks. Make a perception check real quick.
Like, oh, he'll tell me when he's ready. 12.
Glimnor looks not suspicious at all as he is sleeping away.
That's my beautiful baby boy. I can't believe it. I forgot to tuck him in, but he's sleeping so soundly now.
We will cut to the next morning after you guys have had your long rest. Are you taking the staff with you, I imagine, or should leave this big tree here?
Depends what I get from the demon, I guess. I don't know, because I mean, the idea of there being a giant tree in the middle of Tidagol is...
It's pretty cool, it's I gotcha.
Nice, but it's also a very nice stick.
It's pretty good, and you may need it.
I mean, you also could nice come back when...
And just plant it.
And plant it,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, I think as you wake up, you make a perception check as you go to grab the tree to turn it back into a staff.
Well, I feel like I would wait till we leave.
Oh, okay, perfect. So yeah,
everyone would have a chance to see Wolves.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to make breakfast, I guess. Luga, cobbler. Oh, my God. Cobbler, I left him on the head of the Titan to eat it.
Okay, let's get a... Roll a d4 for me.
Is he a graveler now?
Four?
Extra arms?
I'm going to give you four limbs. You can see that as you wake up, stomping down the street very slowly, you can see that, number one, half of the head of this Titan, this massive fucking structure, is completely gone. And as you look up at that, you look down and walking down the road on his brand new stubby legs, Cobbler now has two small Geodude-style arms that are kind of just swinging as he walks. You look and there's like a little stone elemental basically standing in front of
cobbler!
You.
Cobbler! Hug me!
Make a strength saving throw.
As a boulder whips at you.
Can I guidance saves? I can't, right?
No, it's for ability checks. Yeah.
So 13.
With a 16, Cobbler jumps on you, hugs you, you immediately fall prone and you're grappled.
Oh my god, Cobbler, you grew up so much. Oh, hold on, now we can do this. Dap me up.
The firmest dap you've maybe ever received.
Is it Street Fighter vs. Capcom, the one where Cyclops is like going in like...
You both hit like freeze frame just for a second and then go in for a mad hard dap. He starts flexing, and you see Luga's like,
"It is amazing!"
He runs over in his little spider body.
Oh, hold on, Luga, for you. You eat the whole that part of the demon I gave you?
Oh, I'm saving it for later.
We'll call this a luck check.
3.
He's a little bit bigger. He hasn't like kicked in yet. He has to digest it, but he's just ripping a demon meat with his gross little pincers. Can I get a wisdom saving throw from Theo?
Hold on, Theo, don't look.
Not a con save.
Cover your 11. Eyes.
Horrifying, Theo.
I'm gonna go over here.
Oh, wait, hold on. And I don't pull you aside, but like, I'm just gonna walk a little bit. You told me a lot last night, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to let me know the rest, whenever you're ready, I'm here. All right?
Will do.
Give me a perception check from the group, if you wouldn't mind.
21.
Nat 20 for a 26.
I want to keep it at 11.
You two look over at the tree, and you can see Glebnor's handiwork, and you actually see the two Briar children just snickering, looking at it, while Tuluga's busy making breakfast.
What does it say again? Does it say Daddy and Ivy?
Daddy plus Ivy.
Okay.
In the heart with the arrow through it.
Because I'm going to look at it and be like, I need you to choose the name.
It's so much weirder like with Daddy.
Gonna, it's like he's going to know immediately.
Man, who could have did that? Huh? Looks pretty good though, huh, Theo? Huh?
I'm going to like put my arm around Glebnor and like,
come down here. Down here.
Yeah.
You should have put Tuluga, so it kind of takes you off the hook. You're putting Daddy. The only ones it could be are you and Luga, and I doubt Luga's going to be able to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reggie walks over. What are you guys looking at?
Nothing.
Secrets.
Not my business. Reggie turns around and just walks away. I will say with the Nat 20, you can see that Ivy looks like she's been like slaving over a project all night. Mm-hmm. She's like wiping sweat from her wooden brow. She's like set up a table of this like root network to kind of pull up. There's demonic blood all around the table. She's like, whew. I think they're done.
Yeah, right there. There you go. Yeah, that's please. A lot of blood.
Yeah, no. I made something special for all of you.
Special gifts?
Yeah, I used these disgusting demon parts. And normally, I'd be pretty grossed out by it, but I hated this guy, so... I actually had a lot of fun with this.
A labor of love.
I infused some of his weird wooden bark and some of this, like, strange magic into some cool items for you guys. You know, you saved me, and I felt like I kind of owed you all something in return.
Oh, you don't owe us anything.
Am I slaving over the kitchen? Or am I with them?
Yeah, you kind of walk over holding like a big plate full of breakfast food.
Breakfast!
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Give me one! I want a breakfast burrito!
See all right. I just grab like a tortilla and I just roll up whatever was on the plate. Here you go.
Oh, yeah!
Start biting at it.
Is that the armor of Agatha's guy?
Yeah.
Listen, he got the crud sandwich last night, man. Imagine his bowels.
Oh, that's true.
It's like a blender in there.
Yeah, that's probably punishment enough. Yeah.
That's so true. Firstly, she takes a like wooden armband that kind of goes around the bicep and hands it to Theo for Bleebly, a way to help you hunt more of those demons. You can add the armlet of the demon hunter to your inventory there. It's an armlet. And then she looks over at you, Tuluga. I know you love to punch stuff like pretty aggressively.
I mean, yeah.
And I thought you might like these. It looks like a pair of like thorny brass knuckles.
Oh my God.
Where there's little spines in it.
Ivy, you shouldn't have. I love these. Hold on. I sprint over to Sam's Pastries.
Okay. Perception or investigation check?
Fail me now, Sam.
Didn't we already discuss everything would have been long spoiled?
Do I waste a luck point on? Yes.
Is it a waste?
17.
Run over to Sam Pastries. There's like a broken glass. Or actually, nothing in here got broken. It's perfectly intact. But all the like little desserts and pastries inside the glass case are all spoiled. But then you go into the back room and there is a fridge. You pull open the fridge.
Yarno, you've done it again.
But unfortunately, the only thing in this fridge is a wedding cake.
Well, that'll have to do. How much was Sam? I go to his price. How much was it?
We got like 5 gold. The economy wasn't great.
I always gotta pay Sam 5. And I leave 5 gold on the counter.
No smash and grabs on Sam.
We all respect Sam.
We do.
I sprint back. Ivy, I got you a wedding cake.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hold on. Does Toluga know it's a wedding cake? Or do I think it's just a cake?
Make an inside check if you wouldn't mind.
There's a little plastic fish and tree at the top.
Do I guidance this?
Probably not.
No. 16.
There is like a little bride and groom on top of the cake. Luckily for you, they're human. But you can kind of flick them off real quick if you want.
No, I'll leave. I got you this cake. Because I sprinted there and I'm sprinting back. I'm
just kind of...
I got you this cake.
Shakily bringing this cake. Thanks. I won't read into this at all. Here are these knuckles. I really hope they can help you out. These are fell bark knuckles. It's basically just boosts up your punches. It's a +1 on your unarmed strikes on the to hit and to damage.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little bumperoo.
How many L's in fell?
F-E-L. No other L. Okay. Un L. And she's like, Klebnor, I made you something special. I know how much you love Bleebly.
I love him.
So she holds out a little wooden carving of Theo.
A Bleebly totem?
This is a wooden soldier carving. If you throw this 20 feet, it'll land on the ground and turn into like a little wooden puppet version of Theo that you can control.
There's a gaping hole in the front of me because my mouth has fallen so far open.
You take it. I just thought it'd be fun for you to have your own like little toy to play with.
I love toy.
Give it a whirl. You huck it into the little canyon. It rolls on the ground and then it starts growing a little bit. It's about like a 3 foot tall. It's like Reggie sized. A little wooden puppet version of Theo.
Do a little Luga dance.
I don't know if you can hear me shuffling on the mic. He doesn't make any sounds because he doesn't have a mouth or anything. He's just a wooden puppet. But he does a little kind of janky puppet dance.
Ooh. Bleep, bleep, blast some windows.
It like looks around on the ground, picks up a rock and just hucks it through a window.
Hell yeah. This thing is awesome.
It just kind of scrambles up and follows you. It uses the wooden soldier stat box. Which isn't like amazing. It's kind of like having your own familiar, I guess.
Everybody else gets a pet. Why not me?
You know, that's what I was actually kind of thinking. I was like, everyone else has like a dumb little thing they can control, kind of. Well,
Cobbler was our pet, but...
that's true.
You keep him to yourself in the bag all the time.
It's not my fault he likes it in the bag.
He does love it in the bag.
The tiny wooden soldier. It's got 15 armor, but only 10 hit points. Has a speed
does it break if it gets... Like all its hit points gone?
If it loses all hit points, it just turns back into a little wooden soldier.
Oh, sick.
So you can like pick back up. I believe you can just use it. Lasts for like an hour. You can use it once a day.
Okay. Thanks for making me waste it.
Sorry, I just wanted everyone to see what it did. It's immune to poison, so you could carry it in your body, no problem.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just like a little tiny. It's kind of. It has to have a little wooden short sword attack. It's only a +4 to hit, and it only does 1d4 +2 piercing damage. But
can I use it to pick locks and stuff?
You could like put it like through like a hole in the wall or something, and then control it while it's inside. Yeah, okay. It acts like a fine familiar, so you can see through its eyes. You can control it fully for like a straight hour.
So fun.
Ivy's like, whew. I worked really hard on those, so
enjoy them. This thing is awesome!
I knew you'd like it.
No, these are great! I start shadowboxing.
Hey.
Yeah?
Wooden Theo. Go pet Cobbler.
Like, shuffles over to Cobbler and just gently pats him.
Luga, like my new toy.
It is awesome, brother. We can have dance battle.
Toy, dance off, go.
It's much more wooden in its movements than the very...
it's very herky-jerky.
It's
pretty
herky-jerky, but it's like it just looks like a little wooden Theo breakdancing with
I've always wondered what this would look like.
So happy. Oh, son.
Daddy, yes?
Don't forget to dap up Cobbler.
Cobbler!
Dap him up!
Dap it up!
Strength saving throw for funsies. You're pretty good at these, but...
Nat 20!
Okay.
We predator handshake.
You predator handshake? He's trying to grapple you, but you grapple him in a big hug.
Yeah! I love the new arms and legs, buddy!
He starts, like, flexing and doing little, like, squats.
Look at him! He's so strong!
I'm just like, oh. I lean over. I'm like, now I can, you know, leave him with Cobbler. Now that Cobbler's out of his little puppy stay.
Yeah.
Great. Everything's coming up, Glebnor.
Theo, you're just looking at a wooden puppet of you breakdancing. What?
Why?
Ivy made it for me. Isn't it great?
I mean, it's cool, but why is he breakdancing?
I thought it would be fun.
Isn't this fun?
Look at Luga. They seem to be having a blast. I mean, you should try it.
I don't really want to look at Luga. He's still a spider that freaks me out.
Don't worry, he'll get bigger.
That scares me even more.
No, once he's, like, dog-sized, it'll kind of feel normal, right?
Yeah, right?
Reggie, that's not how that works.
Sorry.
he's like a poppy, with more legs and pincers.
I can see Ivy's like, is there anywhere I can, anyway I can help you guys get back to wherever you're going? My vine network is so much bigger than last time. Anywhere in the south I can transport you to.
We do gotta can get you, to Brandini.
Can you quick. Come to Brandini with us?
I don't think I'll be able to, like, stretch all the way into the city, but I can get right up to the gate.
Maybe don't take us right to the gate. Why? They've had some issues with plant things at the gate lately.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
I don't want to give them the clear.
We made one of those guys poop himself, and they might be just salty about plants in general.
I play a mean kazoo now.
Oh, great.
You want to hear?
No, not at all.
Oh.
And I mean, it just you just said that. I guess no.
I'm gonna shake my. I'm gonna pantomime plugging your ears behind Daddy.
Yeah. Go ahead. She like goes like she's pretending to lean, but she's just covering her ear with her hand.
Damn!
Give it a whirl.
What are we doing?
Plugging our ears.
Yeah. I'm gonna plug my ears.
Bullywugs all no plugged ears.
I don't want to tell
play
them.
Us a tune.
It's traditional.
It's an 11.
Okay, two of the bullywugs shit themselves, but everyone else just enjoys a nice little kazoo tune. That was actually pretty nice.
Yeah,
right? He's getting really good.
That might have been our breakfast, but, you know, who knows? My vent's loose.
You know, gross. Thought I would help whoever had that sandwich last night out.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Full of metal. Hunks. I'm gonna kick some dirt over that. I don't feel weird about it now. Everyone's looking. Well, yeah, we should probably get back to Brandini. We can let the Stone Grippers know that we solved the curse problem.
Bullywugs.
Yes.
You stay here.
Yes.
Start the rebuilding effort.
We'll start rebuilding with Big T.
Do we want to rebuild now?
Start the effort.
We're in the middle of a, I guess, lack of a word now, holy war.
Ooh, yeah, we don't want to double destruct it.
We can clear this place so that when you're ready to rebuild, it can happen.
Yeah, zhuzh it up a little.
Hey, but Bullywug Warlock guys.
Yes.
Now, are you the only warlocks?
I mean, we're kind of the most excitable, so we were kind of really pumped for an adventure, but there may be more inside the swamp.
Why don't you spread the word?
Oh, yes. We can be the number one warlocks, and they'll be now number twos.
Well, listen, there is no ranking system. Everyone's equal in the eyes of Bleebly.
But we're bullywogs. We love a hierarchy we can abuse.
Well, we are...
I will keep them on the straight and narrow. Don't you worry.
Big T.
Yes?
Is there a college of warlocks or some kind of school we can send these clowns to?
Warlocks don't typically operate out of colleges like wizards.
It's kind of like a whim thing.
Oh, okay. There's no way to, like, smarten these guys up? Get them better at their craft?
Unfortunately, they're going to have to just kind of grow up a little.
Okay.
But I can return to the swamp with them and keep spreading the good word.
Yeah, I'm going to do a big pamphlet dump.
Nice. Do you guys have any bottles, by the way? Any empty bottles?
We're about to.
Okay.
There's that one potion, right?
I have glassblower's tools, and I'm proficient with them.
Goddamn, okay. Roll a d20, and add your proficiency bonus to it.
I have mason's tool. I'll start 21. I'll start carving a statue of ivy.
Hell yeah. You start carving a statue of ivy out of the rubble. Badass. And somehow, it has never come up in this campaign, but for some reason, Glebnor has glassblower's tools. You see, he goes over to the, like, smoldering coal, starts weaving bottles of glass. I'll let you roll, like, a d10. That's how many bottles you get.
One.
It takes a while to blow glass, all right, folks? It's not that easy. You blow a big jug of glass, and you see Big T puts his index finger inside it, a little bit of swirls it about, and there's a little bit of magic, and he fills it up with some of his anointing oil.
I also have this empty ointment jar. Can you just give me a couple of dripperoos in there?
Just, I guess, yeah, just like, just body drip or...
No, oil.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Body, what the hell's body drip?
I don't know, it felt weird. I have a little sap spot coming out, I could kind of...
Sap?
Yeah, good sap. It's the same stuff as my oil. I'll put it in, yeah, just give me the little...
Sap me up!
Sap. He just kind of pokes at it and it oozes into the thing. Here you go.
Yeah, enjoy. Thank you all again for saving the South. We couldn't have done it all without you.
Well, you helped out too. It wouldn't have been a siege without you guys.
When you are ready to return, we will help you rebuild this once beautiful grove.
Well, that might not be for a while, but you know, always gotta look for brighter days.
In the meantime, bullywugs, we will return to the swamp. Everyone grab some pamphlets.
You see, all right, Neil. All the bullywugs take these little burlap sacks, start stuffing it full of these pamphlets. And they make their way off into the swamp.
Spread the word.
I mean, we already did a pretty good job spreading the word.
There's always new bullywugs being born.
And it's true, yeah.
I'm going to take some Dredge Steel with me.
Oh, I should grab some.
Yeah, I'll say you guys can just grab some Scrap Dread Forge. We're not going to make any rolls for that, really. It's fucking all over the place. What would you guys like to do? Ivy's kind of waiting to see if you guys need to be transported.
I finished my statue. Remember, it's you're always welcome here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. That's really sweet, actually. Trust me, everyone here will remember all of you. No statue required.
Well, I mean...
Oh, there will be a Bleebly statue.
Yeah, sure.
Eventually, but you know, we'll get to it.
This is a good start, though. Thank you, Tuluga.
Yeah, no problem.
Would I be able to, before we go, run through Yarno's,
workshop, do a thorough investigation?
I just want to check if there's anything left behind.
Yeah, we'll say, like, while these guys are kind of, like, wrapping up stuff with some of these other things, Theo, you went back just for one last look. Sure, give me an investigation check.
The dirty 20?
Making a statue. I would love to tag along to see if I could get any explosive calculations.
Send Luga with him.
He would love that. You would not love that.
No.
You go into Yarno's workshop. You cleared him out of grenades. But you look through, like, what appears to be Yarno's, like, tattered notebook. And you find the formula for making said grenades.
This will be useful. Surprise to Luca for his birthday.
You wrap up the formula, stuff it in your jacket, and make your way back to the center of town where everyone's kind of gathered around the big tree.
All right, I'm ready to go when you guys are.
Yeah, I think I'm... Oh, hold on. Can't forget my stick, you know.
It's true.
Perception check.
Slink away.
17.
As you put your hand on the tree, it begins to come down back into a staff. But as it is, you look over at a peripheral vision. You're like, what the hell is that? You see, like, a little carving on it. And as you are now holding the staff in your hand, you can see in a beautiful romantic font, Daddy plus Ivy with a little heart around it.
Who the hell could have done this? Wasn't me.
Make an insight check.
And you can make a deception check, Glebnor.
Oh, I'm so bad at these.
13.
12.
Luga got a 10. You see, Luga was over in the corner and he had like picked up a little shard of metal and was just playing with it. Looks like Luga carved into the tree while you weren't looking.
Luga?
What?
Did you do this?
Do you like it?
I'm not sure.
Then I did it. It was me. I love you so much.
Wait a minute.
Son, what's the matter?
I did it. He's trying to take the credit.
But he's holding some metal.
I used my shard of metal. Why are you lying, so Glebnor?
Who's There's been no trying way. To set up Bush Mommy this whole time?
Who's Bush Mommy?
I motioned towards Ivory.
I was like, what?
Son.
You gave her the cake.
Yeah, cake as a thank you. What was special about the cake?
To Luga, that was a wedding cake.
Oh.
You didn't see the two people?
Did you know?
I was just like blushing, like trying not to make eye contact with anyone. Yeah, so let me make that door real quick.
What?
She pulls up these vines.
I have so many questions. You can't just leave me on red.
A big trellised doorway of thorns and vines. Anywho, you guys should get going. Everyone make a strength saving throw real quick.
Should I push us through the door?
Yeah. I got a 2.
I got a 19.
Dirty 20.
Ivy got a nat 20.
Damn it.
Shoves all of you guys through the portal. See you when you guys come back.
Wait, I have a question.
And the vines wrap around back around this doorway.
She didn't say bye to me.
You find yourselves standing in the woods, just a few feet from the tree line at the southern wall of Brandini.
Wait, does that mean I'm married now?
No, there was no ceremony.
And she didn't say yes, so.
Yeah, exactly. There was no, I mean, as far as I know, you have to say, like, I do in some situation.
Yeah.
See, Reggie's like, there was a big party where we all shared meals and fun stories. That feels wedding-y, right?
I don't know, but then she shoved me out
the
door. Doesn't
the party come after the ceremony?
That's true.
The party came before what would have been said ceremony.
Yeah, if we have to go to, like, divorce court, we can probably get it on a technicality.
Yeah.
But either way, congratulations!
Oh, I'm so confused.
Push, mommy.
Son, stop. Now I have so much more stress.
Wait, what?
I'm not going to be able to sleep because now I'm going to be wondering about this thing.
Hey, Toluga, real quick, when's your birthday?
What month are Pisces?
Pisces would
February,
be...
right?
Yeah, February, right?
What month are we in now?
You're in the spring, so it would have already passed. We'll say it would have been before our adventure started. You're in the springtime.
Oh, we got a while. It's like in February.
We got to figure out a bleebly holiday. Gift-giving one.
Yeah.
June 4th.
Well, that's my birthday.
What better time to give gifts?
We don't overshadow our god's birthday. Okay.
As I slam my elbow on
it. June 5th.
You dink it into a tree real quick.
The day after. So, I get a day to celebrate, and then we celebrate everyone else for believing in me.
Yeah. No, that's great.
That works.
All right. Some perception checks, if you guys wouldn't mind, as you guys are here at the tree line.
I'm so flustered and scatterbrained.
11.
She didn't even say goodbye.
18.
That's 16. Well,
she did say see you when you get back, so.
Yeah, but, like, that could mean anything.
You look up Glebnor and you can see that like you're at the southern gate. They did what you guys said. They placed a lot more soldiers down here as a just in case. You can see that there's one guy with like a pair of binoculars looking into the woods. It's definitely the guy you made shit himself when you left.
You think he changed his pants?
He's like, I hope so.
You can just hear also,
Lads, there's movement in the woods. Get yourselves ready.
I'm going to big flat.
Okay.
Why?
Giant neon green wall would indicate it's us. Wouldn't it?
100%. I mean, you haven't big flatted in front of them. They don't.
But they know what I look like, and they know I'm a amorphous blob.
You can give me like a performance check, Glebnor.
7.
It's some kind of giant amoeba. Ready the cannons.
What did they say? Ready the what?
Cannons.
Oh wait, hold on. It's just me.
Look, you step out of the woods.
Oh, it's the lads.
It's just me.
You can see the gate.
Don't make me use this. And I pull out the kazoo.
The gate opens, and you can see Malva rides out on a ram.
You did it! I hope!
Oh, yeah, no, he's dead.
Wicked dead.
I can't believe it. We feared for the worst.
Why?
Well, you know, it was just like four of you and you went off to fight the demon lord in the south. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Listen, if there's something I know, it's guerrilla tactics and warfare.
Also, we have believers.
All right. Well, we should get to the council then. They'll be dying to talk to you.
How's Joe Leap?
Good. Normal. Boring.
Son, Joe Leap, huh?
Huh?
Love is in the air. Am I right, Taluga?
No, confusion. Confusion is everywhere.
All right, come on, lads. Let's get back to the council. And you can see she, like, waves up at all of the guards. And she's like, they did it! The boys saved the day! And you can see...
Son, pamphlets! Pamphlets!
All of the dwarves are cheering up. You see tons of these dwarven soldiers and guards, different dwarven, like, paladins and knights waiting at the gate. They all start cheering. Blay, blay! Blay, blay! Blay, blay! Can I get a D100 roll?
Yes, you can.
Plope it up.
Plope it up.
Plope is doing his job. It's the two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, 21.
21 of these guards have just converted to the great religion of Blubliism.
941.
Yep. Oh, creeping, 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 creeping.
Roll so low.
It's all right. It's all right.
And as you guys march through the streets of Brandini, you can see that people are coming out of their windows, cheering. People are throwing streamers.
Ticker tape parade!
You see Dern Hamhead is running in the street.
You did it! You did it, I hear!
Yeah, no, we killed the shit out of that thing.
Oh, yeah!
You can see Reggie's just like, this is just what we do, folks. Get used to it. Big guns coming through town. There's my big gun right here. It's poking Theo.
I leaned out.
Who are you riding?
Reggie, I'm like, Reggie, just soak it in. You're doing a great job.
Poppy. Because I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are, I guess, riding a poppy through the streets.
Wait, does Lance come galloping all slow motion like because Theo's bad?
We'll say Theo or Lance is waiting at the gate with your cart, so we won't have to have this moment of betrayal to Lance right now. Yeah, you guys make your way to Stone Gripper Keep. The wards and seals light up on this giant stone keep as you approach the council. The gate, the giant door opens, and you can see that all of the dwarven nobles and mages are all start cheering as well as you guys walk in. You're just kind of waving to this like little crowd of people, and sitting up on their chairs, you see the Stone Gripper triplets.
Nancy, what's up?
Griplets!
Hello! We did it! Killed the demon.
I knew they had it in them!
Dagley!
I never doubted you boys for a minute! I knew we were smart putting our faith in you!
This guy a taco!
Jolie's just like, great job!
Hi, cool. Jolie!
Hi, Jolie!
Hello!
How was church?
You see that Nancine gets up from her chair and runs over to you, Taluga, very quickly before things can keep pressing further. I need to talk to you for a minute.
Okay.
Real quick, side chamber,
side chamber,
sidebar. We're having a quick sidebar.
She pulls you over into a side chamber. Her giant stone door slides away, and you go in. Meanwhile, Glebnor and Theo are just recounting everything to Stagley, who's just like, "Ah, fucking that!" Just wicked excited. I want to
gesture to Stagley's handler and wink at him. He knows what I mean.
Make a sleight of hand check.
12.
Slide 200 gold.
Do I notice that?
You can make a perception check. Taluga, you can make one with disadvantage.
I got a 21.
Oh, my God. 16. Or 18.
You two both clock the glimmer just holding a little pile of gold.
Open the bag, Daddy.
What is that, son?
Payday loan.
You can't tell Taluga that long.
Payday loan.
Give it here.
Dump.
I take it scowling and I shove it in my bag.
$330 I've made us now.
For all those counting at home.
Dirty gambling money. That's what this is.
What?
Does this town have any affiliation with those elves?
Oh, yeah, good call.
I don't think
so. There's multiple religions here.
You can make a history check if you'd like. It's like kind of a low DC on this.
13.
You haven't seen any elven architecture at all in this town. There's no temple to the elven god.
We'll hang tight then.
Yeah, there's nothing about elves.
That's really hate elves.
Yeah,
huh?
It's a dwarven town. You know how them dwarves be.
Certainly.
She pulls you into her chamber.
Taluga, first off, I can't thank you enough for saving my city.
Yeah, no problem. It's kind of what we do.
before we have this council with your king, I need to show you something.
She brings you over her desk, and she has a long piece of parchment unfurled.
I just received this from Windmere.
And as you unravel it, it's a long note. And make like a, I guess like an insider investigation on it as you're reading it.
16?
16. As you're reading through it, it appears to be that Windmere is calling for the Krizik soldiers of this town to report back to the capital.
I sent them a request to help fortify our defenses against the Gnolls. They not only rejected it, but they're asking that I sent all of my Krizik soldiers to Windmere. There's mentions in that note that Yegron is winning the war, and they're starting to panic. If I give them all my troops, my city will be sitting ducks.
That's not great. I'm assuming you can't very well fib them and give them maybe not all your troops.
I have to show you something at that museum. Something that I didn't tell you before, because I have worried about the implications.
Okay.
Krizik wasn't always the god of storms.
You know, that checks with what I know so far.
We should talk to your friend, your king friend in the south.
Yes.
I believe the Hill Dwarves are ready to make a deal.
And I put my hands on Nancy's shoulder. I'm like, listen, I know this is shaking your faith, but you are more than that. You don't need a religion to be the person you are. I'm not telling you to lose faith in what you know, but you aren't just what you believe in.
Give me an insight check with advantage.
Those Mima teachings have been coming in handy.
Big time.
23.
The 23. Her eyes go steely and determined. And she looks at you.
I will not send Hill Dwarves to die for a false god.
And we will pick things up next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.